Welcome back to This Week in Recycling. Today, we're taking a look at REMA and IPMI's letter to the Senate, following concerns with the new catalytic converter theft amendment. Jason Learning picked as best of STEM and a new sustainability initiative from Novellus. These stories are coming up. Thank you to all who joined us for the Recycling Roundtables in Chicago this week. Keep an eye out for REMA News coverage of the roundtables next week. On September 5th, the Recycled Materials Association and the International Precious Metals Institute formally expressed their opposition to Senate Amendment 2422. Part of the proposed National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025. In a letter addressed to key members of the Senate, REMA and IPMI raised concerns about the unintended consequences of the amendment, originally introduced as the PART Act on the precious metals recycling industry. The amendment, as it stands, could deprive the U.S. smelting industry of approximately 30% of the raw material inputs. Read the letter and learn more about the amendment on remanews.org.
On Tuesday, September 3rd, Jason Learning, a nonprofit leader in STEM education, announced its success at the 2024 Educators Pick Best of STEM Awards. The organization has been recognized with 3 category wins and 1 finalist placement, underscoring the innovation and impact of its educational programs. The Educators Pick Best of STEM Awards is the only program created by and for educators, with a qualified panel of STEM educators serving as judges. Operated in partnership with the National Association of Biology Teachers and MCH Strategic Data, this awards program honors STEM resources that are making a difference in classrooms nationwide. These awards are a testament to our team's hard work and the valuable partnerships we've formed with industry leaders and educators, said Dr. Eleanor Smalley, President and CEO of Jason Learning. We are dedicated to pushing the boundaries of STEM education and are deeply honored to be recognized in these categories. Nominees are matched with an educator judge for a product demonstration. Then the product or program is reviewed by a larger pool of educators. The winners are selected by thousands of STEM educators who recognize the products, technologies, and services that are transforming the world of STEM education. This year, Jason Learning programs have received recognition for their inclusive, impactful, and innovative approach to STEM education. Each program is designed to engage students with real-world challenges, fostering critical thinking, problem-solving, and creativity. According to Jenna Davis, Jason Learning's Director of Development, 2 of the main elements of the curricula that stand out to judges are the organization's emphasis on real-world applications and its use of diverse role models. We like to connect our concepts to a real-world challenge, and then we challenge students to think of solutions, Davis said. The role models in our curricula and content represent different demographics and backgrounds. That helps anyone feel like they belong in STEM because they can see themselves represented in that career path. Since 2022, Jason Learning has secured 7 Best of STEM Awards and 1 finalist placement. These accolades include 1 recognition for its Early Childhood STEM program, which introduces young learners to the wonders of STEM through engaging age-appropriate content. The Pathways to Success Career Exploration curriculum has been honored for guiding students in discovering potential career paths in STEM fields. Many of the curricula that the judges recognized were the ones that we created in collaboration with organizations and school districts, Davis said. I think it strengthens the curriculum to have an industry partner involved in its preparation and for a school district to let us know where it's best embedded. That way, we can provide the Jasonized curriculum that meets everyone's needs in the community. This win isn't just Jason's. It includes all the collaborators and partners we work with.
On Monday, September 23rd, aluminum recycler Novellus announced its new sustainability initiative, to advance aluminum as the metal of choice for circular solutions. With Novelis 3x30, the company aims to set ambitious carbon-related sustainability goals and identify priorities to accelerate the company's decarbonization and circularity efforts. Novelis President and Chief Executive Officer Steve Fisher said, quote, "Novelis 3x30 is our roadmap to going further, faster in our efforts to decarbonize our products and increase the circularity of aluminum. Novelis has long been a sustainability leader in our industry, but we need to accelerate our progress and help our customers achieve their own goals for decarbonization in a shorter time frame. We are committed to innovating and implementing solutions that significantly decarbonize aluminum and make it the material of choice for the circular economy." End quote. Learn more about Novelis 3x30 on RemaNews.org. We end this episode with a recycling stat of the week. Did you know? The smooth road you drive on is thanks to asphalt, made with recycled tires. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week for This Week in Recycling.